Hey guys, today we're going to talk a little bit about a strategy that a lot of people recommend for YouTube, which is kind of interesting, and I don't necessarily agree. So we're going to dive on into YouTube AdSense and how much money I've made from YouTube in AdSense since starting my channel over 5 years ago. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, guys. So one of the things that's really funny is I actually one time met this big YouTube influencer, and they didn't really know much about me or my business. And their recommendation for me, this is actually really funny, and this is also why you can't take advice from just anybody. Their recommendation was that I turn on AdSense on all of my videos and that I just collect AdSense for my business, and then I wouldn't have to deal with clients and I could make, you know, a cool six figures per year just collecting AdSense revenue. And it's really funny because you have to be so careful who you take advice from, because most people don't know you, your business, your family, your life. And so whenever someone gives you advice, make sure that they have a vested interest in understanding who you are and what best suits you. So not all advice is going to be the best advice for you. And so even when I say something, make sure that you check it against what your gut says, what's right for your family, what's right for your business and your lifestyle. And I know that that sounds kind of crazy to say, like, even question the things that I say to make sure it's the right fit for you. But at the same time, if I had listened to this person, let me just tell you, I would be broke. Okay, so I've got open my YouTube channel analytics right now. And my very first YouTube video, let's see if we can find one. My very first one went live. My very first YouTube video went live October 31st of 2015. So over 4 years ago, coming up on 5 years. So we're at about 4.5 years right now, and this was called Why Small Businesses Fear Social Media. I remember I was so nervous to record this video, and in fact, if you haven't seen it yet, we'll link to it in the show notes for this. If you go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, you can see that very first YouTube video. Oh my gosh, guys, I was so nervous. I look so young. I've got different teeth. Like, I highly recommend that you check it out because it's just so funny to see, like, we all start somewhere. And so that was my very first YouTube video. Then I produced five more videos over the next probably 5 or 6 months. And then I didn't really do much for a long time, to be totally honest, until October of 2017, where I produced two more videos. And then starting in December of 2017, I started getting very consistent. I worked with a team to help me with creating a weekly video, and we put out one video per week for the next few months up until, let's see, I'm literally looking at the stats right now, up until March of 2019. So we had very consistent videos going out for the next year and couple months. So it was a good thing, and you can see the consistent growth in my YouTube, a little bit in my followers, my watch time, my views, etc. And then I took a break once we stopped working with the agency. But then in July of 2019, I decided to start taking my video creation into my own hands. I produced four videos over the next month. Then I created a few videos in September, created a few more videos, actually a lot in November, December, and then into January. I created eight videos around then. And in February and March of this year, I've so far created four videos, and we've got a ton more coming, which is really exciting. So I've become more consistent in my YouTube video creation. And pretty soon here, we're going to be moving past 2 to 3 videos per week and getting really into, I want to get to about 5 videos per week. That's kind of my goal for a year, is to do 5 videos per week, which is very, very intense and aggressive. But let's take a look at some of these stats behind the scenes. So lifetime since August of 2015, I'm sorry, since October of 2015, I have had 229,000 views of my YouTube videos, a combined watch time of 15,300 hours, which is decent, right? Obviously, I'm not an expert on watch time, but It's decent. It also says that there's some underreporting on my watch time, which is kind of just good to know. There, I have 8.4 thousand subscribers, which only started to grow really recently with my more consistent videos. And are you guys ready for it? The grand total that I have made in AdSense revenue since the beginning of all time is, good, drum roll it, $441.73. Yeehaw, I'm rich. Just kidding. If I was relying on revenue from AdSense, let me just tell you, not only would I be broke as a joke from the last 4 years, but I would literally not. It wouldn't happen. Like this just wouldn't happen. So I had to make some decisions with our YouTube channel, and I respect people who build a business on AdSense, but we've used a different strategy, which I will get into in just a moment. And the interesting thing about our YouTube channel is that I started to talk with people who have had very, very, very prominent YouTube channels who have grown to massive success way beyond where I'm at, way beyond where I'm at. And they said, Rachel, I really recommend that you turn your AdSense off because basically your competitors are targeting your followers. They're basically scooping the cream of the crop up and offering solutions to people before they even watch your videos. So you're losing a lot of potential growth and watch time and click-throughs and leads, which, like I said, we'll get into in just a second. They said, I really recommend that you turn it off. And at first, I was a little bit like, oh man, I've got some fun money here, like 441 bucks. Mama can get herself a Gucci belt and it doesn't even come from the budget, right? Like this is fun money. But when I started to kind of talk to these experts, I was like, oh my gosh, that's actually kind of a scary thing to allow my competitors to advertise on my videos. And I don't think I like that idea. And so they said, literally, you will grow so much more in revenue, in sponsorships, in everything if you turn AdSense off. And so while it was a little bit not scary because it's not like we have a lot of money on the line, it was a little interesting for me to say, I'm really going to shut off one revenue source and play the long-term game here. Now let's talk about what that long-term game looks like. So from my YouTube channel, every single video has lead magnets. And if you're not familiar with what lead magnets are, head on over to my YouTube and I actually explain what a lead magnet is and what some good lead magnet options can be. So basically we have all of these lead magnets, and those are basically like content upgrades. They're a ton of value in exchange for an email address. And at the time of recording this, I have about 70,000 subscribers to my email list, which is awesome. I'm incredibly grateful for my email list. I love them so much. But basically, email is really the only asset that we own. We don't even truly own our YouTube channels. We don't truly own podcasts, as crazy as that sounds. We don't own social media platforms. Any of them can be shut down, removed, they can disappear. And so it's really important to remember the faster that you can turn someone into a subscriber and turn them into someone that you can nurture and build a relationship with, the better. So the goal with every single YouTube video is to ultimately get people on our email list. That's my big goal. And so every single video has at least one lead magnet available. In fact, I have multiple lead magnets in every single bio for each YouTube video because my goal truthfully is to get people into the right programs that can support them. Not just to get them to be subscribers on my YouTube. I'm not here playing the short term or the smaller game of AdSense, but rather I'm playing the long game of building a sustainable long-term business that works for me 24/7. If I can build my list literally as I sleep while these YouTube videos are ranking and snowballing and starting to perform better over time, oh my gosh, that's really powerful. I look at one YouTube video in particular that I created in July of 2019, and that video has 38,000 views. That means literally, guys, that those views are coming as like a return on the investment of time. That means I've created the video once, and now that video is going to forever perform for me and get me leads and opportunities and growth on this channel, which is awesome. I look at one I created in September of 2019, and that one already has 6,000 views. And in fact, there's one I created in December of 2019, a free TikTok training, how to make TikTok videos, that has 5,600 views. And so as I look at these stats, I'm like, it does make sense But man, is it difficult to let go of the short-term little gain in exchange for something much, much bigger, much more sustainable. And so that's been our big strategy, is building a solid email list. Now, I have some really big goals for this year, including developing 40 lead magnets. I actually just developed two last night, which is kind of crazy. I love creating lead magnets, and then I love seeing what's performing, and then creating little offers, and then some kind of more like core offers based on how big and how quickly the list grows. And so I'm a huge fan of constantly developing things that are working on my business instead of in my business. And part of the reason I've fallen in love with YouTube, and it's become a huge part of our strategy and strategies for our clients, is because it does perform for you while you sleep. And the reason I like that is because not many things do just that. I have three kids, you know, we're at, let's see, ages 9, 5, and 1. And so I don't have time to be on 24/7. And let me rephrase that. I don't perform the best when I'm on 24/7. So I'm a huge fan of anything that I can create once that performs for me all the time. And that's why I love lead magnets. I love YouTube. I actually love my podcast too. I love you guys. I love Social Media Secrets because I can create an episode that's going to be listened to for years to come. And I just think that there's something so valuable about giving value and then seeing the return on that, even just in attention and audience and your email list growth. I think it's so, so powerful. And so that's why we've kind of shifted our strategy towards really focusing on long-term searchable content in 2020. And that is why I am turning off all of our AdSense. We actually already have. And every video I upload, we turn off the AdSense immediately because, truth be told, we're letting go of a small little reward in exchange for something that ultimately will be so much better. Now, I created a huge goal for myself this year. I would love to get 100,000 YouTube subscribers by the end of 2020. I know it's totally possible. It's going to be a lot of work, but it's something that I'm really committed to. And truth be told, is it possible? I don't know. I mean, technically speaking, yeah, why wouldn't it be? However, I also recognize that some of it is a little bit out of my hands when we look at the algorithm and that Google ultimately gets to decide who is going to rank and which videos are going to crush it. But at the same time, I'm going to do my part to grow to 100,000 subscribers by the end of this year. And even if we get close, even if we get to like 20,000 subscribers, that is amazing. I've been creating videos now for over 4 years. And I remember back in the days when there were none. Literally like 5. I think I had my friends and family subscribe so that I didn't feel like a total loser. But that being said, I put together a few different resources, which include some YouTube videos on some of the strategies that we're putting into place, including TikTok and what we're doing on Instagram and some different things that you can access if you go to rachelpeterson.com/show notes. So make sure that you check that out because you will be able to learn a little bit more about our strategies that we're implementing for ourselves and for our clients this year. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Be sure to subscribe, by the way, to this podcast. If you're listening and you love this, subscribe to my channel. I guess it's not a channel technically, it's a podcast. But I will catch you guys later. Bye, guys.